How do we tackle the issue of last mile communication? Power line communication has long been considered the most suitable and natural technology to provide the needed telecoms performance, even in complex underground electricity grids. But what do you do when it isn't? That's what we're going to be discussing today.
Welcome to the Smart Energy International podcast, your guide to innovation and trends in the global power and energy sectors.
Hi, I'm Claire Falkveen, your host for today's episode about the Prime Alliance hybrid solution. The Prime Alliance is an alliance of technology manufacturers and utilities focused on providing technology solutions for the smart grid, utilizing an open, interoperable, and reliable communication technology. I'm joined by Prime Alliance members Alfredo Sanz, Technical Fellow on Smart Energy Systems and Software at Microchip Technology, and Azir Yano, R&D Manager from ZIV Automation, to talk about this next step in the Prime Alliance journey.
I'm Azir Yano. I'm R&D Manager of the ZIV Midterm Business Area. I'm a founder member of the Prime Alliance since the very beginning with my colleague Alfredo Sanz.
I am Alfredo Sanz. I am also a founder member of the Prime Alliance. I was also professor of communication on the university, involved mainly on the developing of the OFDM system for PLC. And I am also a member of the board of the Prime Alliance and on the technical committee for PLC.
Welcome, gentlemen, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks to you.
Hi.
Alfredo, I'm going to start with you and ask, what is a hybrid solution and how is it different from previous Prime solutions?
The new version of Prime Hybrid provides additional to the PLC communication we had previously. We are adding the option to use RF communication to the Prime system. We try to provide more cover to be sure that we always have connectivity with all the device, all the time, using a single physical medium for communication. It's difficult to achieve the 100% of the case of communication. Typically, using a single medium, could be PLC or RF, we can have a coverage better than 95%, but it's difficult to achieve the 100%. But if we combine both media, we will have better than 99.75% of the case. This is the objective, this is the target we have using the combination of PLC and radio frequency for this system. The different approach we was used is to integrate the radio frequency on the PHY. This is the that we internally talk about the multi-PHY system, because we have multimedia, multi-PHY. We add to the band on PLC, the eight band we have on PLC 1.4, we add the possibility to have additional channel on radio frequency, and the MAC will select in every point-to-point connection the best channel to the best channel or band on PLC to communicate. With that, we improve the connectivity and we reduce the complexity, because from the point of view of the connectivity, the MAC will see in a transparent way the alternative connectivity possibility we had in every point-to-point connection.
So it sounds like this is a fairly significant kind of addition to that 100% coverage. Azir, perhaps I could ask you in particular then, if you could start by maybe talking us through some of the new use cases that the hybrid technology might bring.
The combination of both technologies in a hybrid solution actually improves the reliability, and that way introducing new use cases. Control and demand management system, electric vehicle can be used in this kind of communication system in which you need further coverage. compared to PLC or RF separated. And this technology, using the best technology per link, can actually handle those use cases more appropriately. Another use case are actually the need of an increased bandwidth. In this way, you can obtain more detailed profiles from metering. You can actually live demand energy management system. And again, the electric vehicle can use this kind of improvement in the bandwidth, considering that you have both mediums available. Additionally, you introduce the use cases for RF-only devices, devices in which either the powering is not available or not even convenient, like gas meters, water meters. Even the application of the in-home display in this way can be addressed in a network in which, in a hybrid system, actually the nth link can be RF-only, but you can integrate into the existing network its traffic.
Thanks very much. Alfredo, would you perhaps like to talk us through some of the other use cases?
Also, for the case of a rural environment, it's important to have the capability to use the radio frequency in this area, and especially in some other global use of this technology in other regions where the topology of the network, electricity network, is different. For example, in the case of US or South America, or in some Asia region where the topology of the network is different than in Europe, and you have medium voltage transformers providing electricity for a small amount of the user, this kind of hybrid topology provides the capability to use the radio frequency to cross the transformer and to communicate between different transformers in this kind of topology. And this provides an opportunity to be more efficient in this kind of topology. Crossing the transformer using the radio frequency for that, and using the radio frequency also to communicate and to concentrate the information of the gas and water meter, and also the in-home display device that was used in some area in South America or in Africa. And this kind of application could be improved by the use of the radio frequency medium.
Yeah, it would be easier if the topology of all of the areas that we were deploying meters was the same, but unfortunately it isn't. So you're always going to have some of these challenges. Azir, sorry, did you want to say something?
Yes, we have the additional application that the combined medium, the hybrid medium, actually provides, like last gasp, that usually is only available for RF links, can be extended for PLC, and also phase detection, which phase detection is also a functionality that's usually only provided by PLC modems, which actually you could handle also by RF.
Okay, so it's definitely adding to the functionality that you can get from either the one or the other is now kind of like being a little bit expanded, which is fantastic. Obviously, this is not undertaken without some challenges with regards to some of the developments of this technology. And Alfredo, I was wondering if you could maybe just talk us through some of the challenges that you've been experiencing from a hardware perspective.
Yes, from a hardware perspective, the main challenge, obviously, is if we go to a system that is more complex, because we have more than one medium, the main challenge is the cost. And we need to minimize the cost of this kind of solution, assuring that we have this double functionality. And this is the main challenge. And for that, the option that Pinealian was used to go to a solution with multi-phi approach, not we adding a new phi to the system, but we don't duplicate the MAC level. Then, and this provides the opportunity to have a hybrid system with more coverage, but the increase of the complexity is reduced for other approaches that need to make the hybrid system based in the connection of the radio frequency in upper layer. We connect the radio frequency in the low level of the system, In this approach, the Mac will see the new medium as a new channel that we can use. In Prime, we have several channels, several bands on PLC. We have the 7-8 band on PLC, and with hybrid system, we have additional radio frequency. This approach of multi-band is very interesting and also very challenging because we can optimize the performance of the system, and also it's a challenge from the point of view of the software, and because we need to manage this multi-channel, we have the opportunity to use different channels in different area of the network, and in every point-to-point connection, the system need to identify what is the best channel to be used on PLC or in radio frequency, and we optimize that, minimizing the cost and the size of the memory for that.
Well, it certainly sounds like you've put some significant time and development into this. Is there perhaps you could then address some of these challenges from the software perspective?
Yes. Basically, the software point of view has a few challenges. One of them are synchronizing the temporal synchronization of both interfaces. The Mac layer of Prime is quite strict in its timing. It requires the temporal synchronization of both mediums, both interfaces. Additional, actually, is, as Alfredo has commented, the whole solution is based on the intelligence of the already existing Mac layer. It's adding a new physical interface to the existing Mac layer, and in that way, the Mac layer has been extended. Actually, it has been extended in a pretty natural way because the Mac layer was already pretty flexible. But at the end, the success of this hybrid technology of deciding link per link, which link is the best, and how to decide or detect any link which is broken and switch to another medium, is actually part of the Mac intelligence. That's the key point here in this hybrid system, to have a Mac layer which is intelligent enough in order to react to medium changes and select the proper link. And I think this is the most important challenge there.
With the ability of the Mac layer to identify the change in channel, that obviously has an implication cost-wise, in terms of the rollout of the communication. Is that correct?
It's important to understand that the structure of the Mac is a mesh network, but it's a proactive routing algorithm. And the intelligence on the network is on the Mac is always oriented to provide a very robust communication and to be proactive on that. From the beginning, we define Prime to assure that when we need to communicate, we always have a high degree of availability for the network. And for that, we was improved in Prime of 1.4, adding several bands for the system to provide this capability, and always to provide the ability to use the best connection in every point-to-point connection, and hybrid system going in this direction, adding the capability to use additional medium and channel for that. And in this sense, we go in the same direction with this hybrid system.
Thanks very much, Alfredo. Azir, maybe then you could expand a little bit on something that you raised just now, and that was the issue of backward compatibility.
Yes, that's always an important topic because you want to improve the technology, but you don't want to drop the existing technologies or existing use cases or even existing deployments. The fact is that the hybrid system actually is already designed for backward compatibility. Existing solutions are fully compliant with the new specification. And even if you want to have a fully hybrid solution, the nodes that actually you have, the service node, the meters actually, or any other service node device is only PLC, will have the same role in the network and even will be able to propagate the communication of the hybrid system through PLC. Will be able to collaborate to extend the coverage of a hybrid network through PLC, even if it's a PLC-only device, which means it's fully backwards compatible with the previous PLC-only devices. It's just the base node or data concentrator, the one that should be upgraded in those networks in which you want to use the hybrid technology in order to manage the RF devices. But Prime Alliance is always concerned with the backwards compatibility in mind and protecting the investments already made on these technologies.
That's an important consideration. And Alfredo, that does bring me to a point that Azir made now about upgrading the base node. And I guess my question has to be, well, does that mean that everything has to be upgraded in order to include both types of communication? And if so, what are the implications for interoperability?
The good point is the new functionality of the hybrid system on Prime is compatible with Prime 1.4. Then you only need to upgrade the firmware of the base node, and then a network with Prime 1.4 only PLC device could be improved in coverage, adding hybrid system, hybrid meter, and then hybrid meter can connect with the hybrid base node only by software upgrade. It's not necessary to add in radio frequency to the base node. If you have perfect, the system will be better. But a base node only PLC with the software upgrade will support a network with hybrid system, and then this hybrid system will improve the connectivity of the network and will provide the capability to the hybrid system to connect PLC device only or radio frequency device only. Then with this upgrade of the base node, you will have the full functionality of the hybrid system. And on the interoperability, we have the experience of Prime Alliance on the interoperability by the certification process, and we will provide the certification tools for the hybrid system to assure that all the hybrid systems are interoperable in the same way that we have for PLC only.
This is a truly remarkable offering. So, Alfredo, that brings me to my next question is, well, when is this opportunity or device going to be available?
The hybrid system was designed based on devices that are available now on the market. That we was do is to define a system that using existing physical device, and by the upgrade of the software, we can integrate on the Prime system, and then for that we can reduce the time to go to the market, and also for the certification process. Now the developer of the hybrid system, we are working on this, and then on this year we will have field tests, and also we will have certification tools to provide certification process by external laboratory to the manufacture of the hybrid system. Then we can go on the market with this process in this year.
Fantastic. So this will be available in 2021.
Yes. It's important that Prime technology will be available. The manufacturer that try to start to work on Prime hybrid, they can start to work on Prime hybrid from now. But this is different than to have a final product on the market, certified and ready to massive deployment, because this will need more time.
Okay. Azir, so perhaps then you could give me some idea of what this means for utilities and manufacturers, because, I mean, this is obviously going to be a game changer for them.
Yes, utilities will have this new technology, this upgraded technology, which is backwards compatibility, and which provides better reliability, better performance, and allows actually further applications. And that means for them reducing the cost, the operational costs, and providing better automation for the network. And for actually technology providers, this means increased business. If the technology is used better in more environments, the business is increased. So actually it's a win-win for both utilities and product and technology manufacturers.
Well,
I think that for utility is an opportunity to consider Prime not only for electricity meter, but also for other business that at the moment was not considered. We can integrate in a single network electricity meter, but also gas meter, water meter, and also other applications that like street lighting, home automation building, or smart city. And from the point of view of manufacturer can deliver device for this new opportunity, for this new market, not also on the electricity meter, but in all these other applications. And they can think in Prime technology, hybrid Prime technology, as a technology valid for all this kind of application. Also considering not also DSO application, but also a specific application like industrial application, submetering application, and some other opportunity that at the moment was not considered.
And Alfredo, before we end off here, if utilities or manufacturers, or predominantly manufacturers, if they want to get their devices certified, who would they go to? I mean, what is the process for that?
The process will be the same that at the moment with Prime. The manufacturer can go to the same laboratory that there was certified PLC-only device to go to certify hybrid system, and they will use a similar tool, the new version of the tool available for this year, and then they will select if they go to certify PLC-only device or hybrid system, PLC and radio frequency, or potentially a radio frequency-only device. And they will use the same process, and for the developing, and there are some manufacturer, example in my case, Microchip. Microchip has available now kit and prototype to start the process to develop new equipment, could be on electricity meter, hybrid system, but also in other application. And then they can use the technology provider of Prime for this kind of system. And after the developing process, they can go to field test and they can go to certification process in the same laboratory that at the moment with the same process.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Alfredo and Azia, I wanted to say thank you so much for joining me today. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that if you have always battled with that question of last mile communication, there is a really good solution on the horizon. And I certainly am looking forward to hearing more about how the Prime hybrid solution is going to be utilized. I'm also looking forward to seeing the first devices that come out that are hybrid solution certified and enabled. And I wanted to say thank you to both of you for sharing your incredible insights with us today.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. I recommend that the manufacturer consider Prime hybrid system as new technology for unproven technology, massive proven technology, not only for electricity meter, but for a lot of other applications that could be open with this hybrid system.
Alfredo, thank you very much. I couldn't have said it better. So from me, Claire Falkbane, thank you for joining us on the Smart Energy International podcast. This episode is brought to you in partnership with the Prime Alliance. For more podcasts, you can visit the Smart Energy International website at smart-energy.com. Be sure to tune in again for more conversations and insights into the things that really matter to our industry. Until next time, I'm Claire Falkbane, and you've been listening to the Smart Energy International podcast.